Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Winter is a great time to prune trees and shrubs. People might want to prune in warmer weather or at the end of the growing season, after bushes have already doubled. We are going to talk about the benefits of pruning, why prune before spring, and also some plants that are exclusions to this rule. First, we need to start with why pruning should and shouldn't be done. Pruning can be done for aesthetic, safety, and fruit production reasons. One of the most important reasons for pruning can be to remove dead or dying limbs. It is easier to tell what's not growing during the growing season, but dead and rotting limbs can be distinguished in winter as well. If needed, the dead limbs can be tagged with a marker or spray paint during the year and then pruned before spring. If you're pruning live wood to better shape a tree, then winter is a good time to see the structure. Raising the canopy by removing lower limbs is a pretty straightforward task. Thinning a canopy to reduce wind load and remove poor structured branches are also simple enough tasks. The most important thing to keep in mind is that pruning is damaging, and a tree should never lose more than a third of its canopy in a given year. So, the best time to prune most things is in the winter. But why? The biggest concern with a pruning cut is how it will heal. This means the cut should be made properly to start with. Right at the branch collar, which is right past the curve where trunk bark flattens into a branch. Cuts also should be perpendicular to the branch and not with any severe angles, which might cut deeper on one side or leave extra long nubs. Cuts like these impact the ability of the wound to seal up, whether by removing too much of the branch collar or leaving behind excessive wood. This brings us to the winter pruning. For the most part, pruning in winter or early spring allows the tree to slowly come back into growing season and begin sealing up the wound. There's also less concern for summer drought or pest stress during this time. There are some exceptions, however. Plants that actually should be pruned in the summer. The main reason for pruning these plants later is that they get pruned after a spring bloom. Spring bloomers set their buds in fall or summer. Shrubs like lilac, forsythia, and trees like flowering crabapple are just some examples of the few ornamentals that should not be pruned in winter. Also, some varieties of raspberry, blackberry, or hydrangeas only flower on old wood, so chopping off one-year growth is just a waste. Pruning can benefit plants, but it has to destroy a little bit first. Prune them properly and at the right time to minimize the damage dealt. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.